for coming on the show with us today, Prashant.
Thank you, Jenny. Thanks for having me.
So Prashant, can you give us a little bit of background about the size and scale of Samsung?
Samsung has, like rightly you point, the Samsung is a very large organization comprised of so many different divisions that focuses on appliances, TVs, e-com, advertisement, and so on and forth, right? So as the organization was going through a cloud adoption, we started to see high cost cloud costs across the board. There were a lot of peak costs also around, especially around the in certain areas where we can see millions of dollars of cloud bill that will go on a monthly basis. And that's where it got the attention of the leadership, especially the finance office, which actually wanted to first start us from managing that cost and bring the accountability within the organization, especially using the cloud. And that's led into us forming a FinOps practice within the FinOps community within Samsung, especially in the North America. And that's where our journey started with the FinOps.
What started your FinOps journey, really? Like, what was driving the need to build a FinOps practice?
Well, what actually started with the CFO office. As all these divisions were adopting cloud, and we understood that there will be some waste in the cloud spend, because we started to see spikes of cloud spend in various different divisions, sometime over $1 million, which basically triggered to immediately start looking at the cloud cost and manage and control that cost. And that's exactly how we actually started our FinOps practice. And that led into building a centralized FinOps practice at Samsung.
You are working with 14 different business units. Can you speak to what kind of changes in behavior you've seen out of adoption of FinOps? Has it actually shifted the way any of the business units think about cloud or how they use cloud?
Yes. In the earlier stage, during the cloud adoption, the business units were not very focused on cloud spend. They were more focused on deployment and development that they were doing in the cloud. And then once we once they observe certain spike in their cloud spend, and after engaging with the FinOps practice, now FinOps has sort of become their sort of sixth pillar, I would say, from when they're deploying new stuff or are looking at security or deploying a new feature or functionality. And cost has become their one of the constraints to start looking at, to say, before deploying, they start looking to see how that impacts their KPI or their business matrix and things like that.
So as you were starting this journey then, it sounds like you had to build up a team. What were some of the things you did in terms of building out that expertise in the team?
The FinOps team at Samsung basically comprised of both internal and external members. We went through an extensive training. We started with a training enablement within the organization, and we brought a lot of internal folks who can who are very enthusiastic about the FinOps practice into the FinOps team. And we also brought experts, FinOps practitioners, and architects who actually have prior experience in FinOps organization into our team. And that's how we actually started a team together, comprised of both internal and external team members, who actually focused on deploying, I would say, building a community of FinOps within Samsung, bringing visibility through dashboards and reporting, and also meetings with these divisions on frequent meetings at a weekly or monthly basis to inform them, to show them how their costs are moving. And what we started initially was a quick win through doing a lot of rate optimization, and that helped them to understand how we are saving cost. And slowly, as they understood their cost structure and how the trends were looking, they started to get engaged into going further into the FinOps by focusing on right sizing and storage life cycles and things like that.
And so Is this a big cultural shift for Samsung? Was it hard to get people to really embrace this new practice and this new methodology?
Absolutely. It was not easy. We wanted to shift more towards the accountability in our culture. The cloud was not looked at that way before the FinOps practice was built. What we did was we wanted to more be more informative about through basically reporting, dashboard, and continuous nudging, or we also build an alert system and notification system within the organization so they can see what their cost looks like. And over time, they came back with what type of alerts and notification they wanted to see. So they have better idea of where the cost is moving. If they are deploying a new feature or functionality, they wanted to start to see that how that impacts on their cloud costs. So it was more about with these reports, with these dashboards and continuous engagement with them, we started to build a culture shift more towards accountability. They started to talk more about cloud costs, even in their organization, and also with us.
And what were some of the challenges with undertaking this transformation, and how did your team overcome those challenges?
Just like any initiative, we had a lot of challenges getting ownership by the business unit to focus on the FinOps. They were more busy with their day-to-day work, and they didn't want it to more focus on things like FinOps, where they have to go and revisit certain things that they have already deployed and looking at from a cost-saving perspective, right? We also, in the beginning, had challenges getting an executive buy-in to basically come up and form a FinOps practice. Initially, it was looked at more from a savings perspective and not actually looking at the entire journey of FinOps and bringing accountability within the team.
And it's interesting because you mentioned executive buy-in. However, the initial effort to look at FinOps kind of originated out of the CFO office, isn't that correct?
That's correct. But they were more focused on managing the cost, and they didn't want it to see the spike, but not looking at the entire FinOps from a building a process around it, right? They were more looking at to say, hey, bring tools to manage the cost. And our focus was to take that tool and create a process, create more accountability, create more collaboration.
So you've mentioned about the journey and how you got started, but also ultimately the reason people adopt something like FinOps is to make lasting business outcomes and driving business outcomes. Can you talk a little bit about maybe some of the initial outcomes that you were able to get out of this practice, and then maybe, but also some of the ones that you're working towards?
Sure. When we started the FinOps practice, we wanted to align that with more business KPIs. So we formed five different areas, one focused on visibility, one focused on optimization, on budgeting and forecasting, and then governance was the other area. And then finally, we wanted to drive more towards the business value. So currently, we have achieved things like where we look at cost per product or cost per business unit. We also look at if we are able to, what the cost for, say, tagging would look like, or for example, how we are using the utilization of our reserve instance and savings plan. Things like that we started to achieve already. And we have actually successfully achieved in these areas, especially with the KPIs that we have built. So what we are working now is on forecast accuracy or budgeting variance. We are also looking at container cost. We also started to build towards unit cost per feature or per product. Those are some of the areas that we have started to focus on right now.